All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in Siman Vav in Hilchos Brachos. So the Kitzur writes the following, Kol HaBrachos im nistapek bahem im amara. If you have a following situation where a person made a bracha, or a person thought they made a bracha, and now I'm simply unsure if I made the bracha or not. So I'm drinking a cup of coffee, and I thought I made a shahakol, then I'm in the midst of drinking the cup of coffee, and I simply don't remember if I made the bracha or not. So the halacha is, Eino chozer umavarech. The halacha is that one is not obligated to go ahead and go back and recite the bracha. Now this seems to be a simple application of an already established principle of safek brachos lahakel. That in general, again, any doubt concerning brachos, concerning blessings, is resolved leniently, which of course is a further extension of the principle of safek dirabanan lahakel. That anytime you have doubt in rabbinic law, we resolve that doubt in a lenient fashion. In this case, the leniency manifests itself in the non-obligation to go ahead and repeat the bracha. So it's interesting, we'll discuss this more on Sunday night, that the post can bring down about ways that you can remedy this suffix without going ahead and repeating the actual bracha. But we'll say that for Sunday night, but I'll end off with one last piece. The one exception to this rule, writes the Kitzur, is chutz mi birkas hamazon. The one exception, of course, to this rule is benching. That if a person is in doubt whether or not they benched, then halacha lemaisa, under those circumstances, one would be obligated to repeat Pirkas HaMazon. What's the logic behind that? Logic behind that is, v'achalta v'savata v'irachta Pirkas HaMazon is doraisa. However, the Kitzur will later on qualify this and say, this is only true when one is satiated. Meaning, interestingly enough, according to most poskim, the biblical obligation for Pirkas HaMazon, for benching, is only when one could claim v'savata. Meaning, we bench as soon as one eats a kezayis of bread. Even if one is not full, we bench. That type of benching is rabbinic in nature. When one benches and one is sated, that's a biblical obligation. So we'll see later on, the Kitzur devotes a siman to this. So we'll see later on that again, even now we're saying though, if you're in doubt about if you benched or not, you should bench again. That's tafka in a situation where a person was satiated, therefore they have a biblical obligation to bench. If I'm not sure if I benched or not, the halacha demands that I repeat Birkas HaMazon a second time. Yisrael. Ve'tichach hebel tamisa shneimad nach bitzman tzidko yagdil torah v'yadir.